I'm Aaron Schachter, and you're with The World. Five Guys is one of those quintessentially American success stories. A bunch of brothers open a takeout burger joint outside of Washington, D.C. in 1986. The burgers are big, fat, and juicy, and pretty popular. Fast forward 30 years, and Five Guys now has 1,000 locations across the U.S. and Canada, with another 1,500 in development, including one planned for, of all places, Paris, France. So is Five Guys what every French person is waiting for? Alain Majoub is a food writer for L'Express in Paris.
Burgers, it's not a new thing, really. I mean, McDonald's arrived in France in 1972, and many burger chains opened in the 70s, McDonald's, but also Quick, which was a Belgian chain and which is now French. Basically, burgers have become part of the French food regime in general. Lately, some reports claim that one meal out of four is a burger in France.
So aside from the name being different, aside from the burgers that are being called Royal with cheese, I don't even know if that's true. Is that true from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, it is, actually.
All right.
It is. It is indeed. And let's say they Frenchicized the burgers in France.
Well, they Frenchicized the name. Are the burgers themselves different at all?
They are indeed. They are. They use, well, of course, meat that comes from France. And then you get the French cheese as well and French sauces. What will Five Guys do? I don't know.
Do you know if they're going to adapt their menu in some way to fit French tastes?
Well, so far, they haven't told us anything about the menus. As far as we know, they're going to do the same thing as they do in the United States. Whether it will work or not, that's the question, because I think a lot of people will want to go there at first because they want to try the new thing and there will be a bit of a hype about it. Whether it will work long term, I am not sure.
Are you going to try the Five Guys?
Well, I will have to, actually. That's
right,
my
job.
I will
right.
have to. No, but I'm quite curious to find out what it's all about. I must admit that I'm not sure it actually who is going to go there apart from the hipsters at first.
The hipsters?
Yes.
And why do you say that, though? Is it hip to try American food? Or part of me thought the French should just think, ugh, another American chain.
No, things have changed a lot over the past 10 years in France. A lot of chefs nowadays use various stuff from various cuisines. Of course, we do eat burgers and hot dogs, but we do have grilled cheese coming up now. And we do use, well, Coca-Cola, of course, and sodas in general, and ketchup. And even Michelin-star chefs use that. So,
Alain, you're a Scottish of Lebanese descent and a food writer in France. How does that all work?
Oh, well, quite well. Hopefully quite well. No, but it does give me the ability to see it from a different point of view, not just the French point of view. I'm lucky with that because I've got the British culture and the Lebanese culture. And when it comes to food, well, let's face it, it does make a bit of a difference.
Yeah. Do you ever clash with your French friends about what's good food?
Not really, because I think everyone in the world agrees that good food starts with good products, with a good meat, a good vegetable, a good fruit, a proper one. So the higher the quality, the better it is. The problem is mostly about affording that quality.
You mentioned the cost of food. Five Guys here is not cheap. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it'd be twice the price at least of going to McDonald's. And it is,
yeah,
it is a hamburger. I wonder if that might affect things there.
Probably. The thing is, you get probably better homemade burgers from French brasseries and bistros for the same price. So I do hope Five Guys comes around with really, really good homemade burgers, because otherwise, what's the point?
Do you know how much it's going to cost? Have they said at all?
For now, they haven't said anything at all. We don't even know where the restaurant will be. We only know they are hiring right now, but that's all we know.
Alain Majoub is a food writer for L'Express in Paris. Thank you so much for chatting with us, and bon appetit.
Thank you. You too.